Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
On the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Bebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the breaking news out of Baltimore from earlier this afternoon. Lamar Jackson could miss the next 2 to 3 weeks. That is according to Brian Wacker of the Baltimore Sun, who reported that earlier this afternoon. Obviously, the betting market has since reacted to said news. Houston now out to a 2.5-point favorite in the Sunday's game on the road against the Baltimore Ravens. So Nick will talk about that, as well as last night's Monday Night Football doubleheader. And I'm assuming he's going to talk about some other news from the AFC North as it pertains to a quarterback, not in Baltimore, but in Cleveland, because this news just came down about a few minutes ago while we were in the break. Per CBS Sports' Matt Zenitz, covers the NFL and college football for CBS, Browns quarterback Dylan Gabriel is expected to start Sunday when the Browns take on the Vikings over at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. That is the early international game come this Sunday. But Dylan Gabriel is expected to be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, per Matt Zenitz of CBS Sports. We have not seen anything from any of the main NFL insiders, but just wanted to get that news out there now. The betting market currently is reacting, because I'm seeing some prominent sports books push Vikings out to 4.5. I still see 3.5s at a bunch of other sports books. There's even a 3 out there at a pretty sharp sports book here in Las Vegas. So we're kind of all over the map in terms of the betting market with this game. But Dylan Gabriel, according to Matt Zenitz of CBS Sports, is expected to get his first NFL start against the Minnesota Vikings and Brian Flores and that defense overseas at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. We talked about it a little bit on the show yesterday, Nick and I, when discussing NFL Week 5 games that we liked. And I said, hey, like, what do you think about maybe Gabriel being the guy at quarterback? We didn't know if they would do it for this particular spot, but it sounds like the Browns are going to do it in this spot, as they have had enough of Joe Flacco through 4 games. And hey, hard to blame them when you watch that Cleveland Browns offense, especially when you look at how their defense is playing as well. So that's the latest out of Cleveland. We'll continue to update you guys on that story as we continue to get some more information on that one. But just CBS Sports reporting that Dylan Gabriel expected to be the starter on Sunday for the Browns against Minnesota. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern time, is our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, a lot going on in sports today, buddy. How we doing?
We're doing good, Femi, and you know the old saying, if you have 4 quarterbacks, you don't have any quarterbacks.
I mean, we're just going down the line, aren't we? Like, it's just Flacco for 4, here's Gabriel for probably like 6 to 8, here's Shador on the back end. Like, what's going on? I don't know. And they all probably are terrible, to be quite honest.
And let's be honest, all offseason, all we talked about is how atrocious this Cleveland Browns quarterback room was, and the Browns just marched forward with it. Like, oh, Kevin Stefanski can fix anything. Clearly he can't.
No. And they're honestly, they're wasting like a really good defense. Like, that defense was playing for a contender, we'd be talking about them as like, whoa, one of the best units in the league. But instead, here, can you defend for 35 to 40 minutes a game? Because our offense is not going to do anything. So good luck. And we saw the dam break this past Sunday against Detroit. But outside of that game, they've been shutting everyone down. But unfortunately, it's going to all go to waste with these quarterbacks. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. Like, you look at the way this team is set up now, and I'll give them credit because I didn't think they'd be anything. But like you said, they have a really good defense. They could win ugly games if they had, you know, with Judkins on the ground, 12 personnel there with Fannin and Njoku. They're set up to do something if they just had just serviceable play at quarterback.
Yeah. Like, the Browns, I think, would win 8 games with a bad offense.
Yeah.
The offense is not even bad. It's that horrendous. Like, this is something that you should not have to watch. TVMA, when the Browns offense is on the field, that's how bad it is. But it's unfortunate. But hey, that's the NFL sometimes. Can't always have what you want, right? But let's go ahead and get into what is pressing on today's docket, Bill. What's the number one thing we need to know this afternoon?
Well, Femi, the Broncos can have what they want, at least last night, because they cruised to a 28-3 win over the Cincinnati Bengals, evening their season record at 2-2. Bo Nix, a huge day, accounting for 3 touchdowns and over 300 yards passing. Bengals offense, a complete no-show, just 159 yards in totality. Ja'Marr Chase, visibly frustrated on the sidelines. Femi, he even talked about it after the game. Femi, certainly a lot of questions about the Bengals as they march forward without Joe Burrow.
Yeah, man, this Bengals team, whew, they look brutal, and they got destroyed last night. Like, this was one of those games where the box score might have been kind to the Cincinnati Bengals, and the box score was that lopsided. Like, watching it, just like watching the game, they had no chance. No chance in hell of beating the Denver Broncos. And going in, I didn't think that was the case. I thought Denver was going to win, of course, just like any other person who watches football and who bets on sports. But like, I didn't think it was going to look like that. I mean, 159 total yards compared to Denver's 512. This was just a TKO in the second round. Absolutely done. Did not matter. And this isn't a game where, honestly, like, watching it, like, because obviously Cincinnati's going to get a lot of the criticism for this game with based on how they played. And I know Ja'Marr Chase said, hey, like, we didn't want it bad enough last night. Like, we weren't that good. We didn't want it bad enough. We weren't dialed in. And everyone's wondering, hey, is Chase getting enough targets? What's going on? What's happening here with this Bengals team? I mean, the offensive line is terrible. And also, there's instances where their head coach, Zach Taylor, is like, all right, well, it's 3rd-and-2. Let's go empty, 5 wide with this terrible offensive line, and let's see how this goes. It's like, man, you don't want to put a running back there to help protect? You don't want to do any of that stuff? So, like, partially, I blame the personnel, but also the coaching. I've never really been a big Zach Taylor fan. I feel like he's kind of just been getting carried by Joe Burrow and Joe Burrow's brilliance. And now that Burrow's not there, we're seeing what Zach Taylor's up to. And it's nothing special. It's nothing good. And we're talking about guys being on the hot seat, like John Harbaugh, we're watching you. Zach Taylor's squarely on the hot seat. And I'm assuming Zach Taylor's going to get fired at the end of this season. And I'm saying that while knowing the Browns, they're cheap. Mike Brown, like, he is not an owner that wants to be paying multiple coaches, but I don't know how you justify bringing this dude back. It's been way too long, his time on the job, and I think it's time to actually make a move, unless the team turns things around with Jake Browning at quarterback. Now, on the flip side of the coin, for the Denver Broncos, on the box score, like we said, hey, it looks great. The team was really good. Defensively, they were really good. Offensively, I don't know how you don't watch that game and still have questions about Bo Nix. Like, he's making some boneheaded throws, some throws where he's spraying the ball all over the field. Luckily, they're facing a terrible defense in Cincinnati, so none of that mattered. And they were going to get all these whacks at it against the Bengals because the Bengals aren't covering anybody and they're not really putting a whole lot of pressure on the quarterback. But as we've seen when Denver has played better teams, Indianapolis, the Chargers last week, that stuff can't fly. The missing guys downfield, that cost them the game against the Chargers. Like, they should have beat LA. So I don't know if I'm like, I know everyone's like, oh, like Bo Nix, wow, what a job he did. And Sean Payton yesterday is kind of doing his Bo Nix propaganda. Oh, Bo bailed me out on that one, on the touchdown throw to Sutton at the end of the first half. Like, come on, guys. Like, we all saw the game. Bo Nix is not that good. And if anything, you should have big time questions about Bo Nix going forward. So great. Denver's 2-2. Let's see them sustain this level of play going forward. My guess is, though, they're not going to be able to, because there's not a whole lot of Cincinnati left when you look at the schedule. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I mean, it was a doubleheader last night in the NFL, and in the other game, the Miami Dolphins beat the New York Jets 27-21. You get their first win of the season. Jets fall to 0-4, but the result really wasn't the headline in this one, Femi. Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill dislocates his knee and tears multiple ligaments, including his ACL. He needs to undergo surgery. He is out for the year, and even his viability for 2026 is also in doubt. This is going to be a major situation, Femi, for Hill, who's going to be 32 next year, and you have to wonder if this is the last we've seen of the Cheetah, at least as we knew him on the football field.
Yeah, I mean, and how is it not? You know, I mean, like that injury, like you see it happen in real time. Like I didn't really see it in real time that it was so gruesome, but when they showed the replay the first time, and like probably the only time they showed the replay, I was like, whoa, that is a gruesome, gruesome injury. And it looks like a lot like that Nick Chubb injury that we saw a few years ago on Monday night when the Browns were taking on the Steelers. And look how long that's taken Nick Chubb to get back. And even with him on the field, he doesn't look like the Nick Chubb that we all have grown accustomed to, the guy that was running for like 1,000 yards per year. Tyreek Hill, a player who's relying on his speed and at his age, I'd be stunned if we haven't seen the best of Tyreek Hill. Like, I think it's over for him going forward. And luckily for him, he cashed out, got his big contract in Miami, got some new money as well on the back end. So like, he's paid. He should be fine. But man, like, that is a brutal, brutal injury for Tyreek Hill. And a brutal injury for the Miami Dolphins, too, when you look at the totality of their team. Because Tyreek Hill is the guy that tilts the field. He's the guy that opens things up for Waddle to eat. And now for Darren Waller, shout out Darren Waller, by the way, Femi's Island with Darren Waller, Bo Nix. It was a great Monday night for yours truly. And shout out to the Dolphins for covering this number. But if you watched the game, you would realize that the Jets were actually the better team outside of making horrendous mistakes. like if the Jets just played like a normal football team, as opposed to 13 penalties for 101 yards, as opposed to 3 turnovers compared to the 0 for Miami. Like, if it's just 1 turnover and like 7 penalties, I think the Jets actually win the football game. Like, I will acknowledge fully, I think I was a little bit lucky with the Dolphins laying the 2.5. Dolphins, they didn't look good. The passing game, Tua, 177 yards. That's not what we're accustomed to seeing. It's supposed to be explosive offense, like the speed guys going downfield. Achane out of the backfield doing his thing. And Achane had good moments. Waller obviously implemented pretty well, but how long can you count on him with his injury history, even though he scored 2 touchdowns last night? I just would be selling Miami, and the betting market is selling Miami. Like, take a look at the point spread for their game next week against the Panthers. Think about what we know about Carolina. They just lost to New England 42-13. It is a pick'em. Like, that should tell you everything you need to know about the Miami Dolphins. This team is bad, and now they're without their star wide receiver in Tyreek Hill. We'll talk more about the Jets over the course of the week here, because there's not enough to unpack with that clown show going on there with gangrene. But for Miami, that's the big story. And the big story is that this is going to be one of the worst teams in the league, and it's probably going to be the last few games for our guy Mike McDaniel here as the head coach of the Dolphins. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, we've got a big NFC West tilt. I cannot speak today. Coming up in week 5 as the 49ers face the Rams on Thursday Night Football. 49ers have been battling injuries all season, as we know, and GM John Lynch says that both Brock Purdy and Ricky Pearsall are going to be questionable on Thursday with the injuries they've been dealing with. And Femi, with the Rams playing really good football, the Niners really need everyone they can if they're going to go into Los Angeles on Thursday and grab a W.
This is a horrendous spot for the 49ers and such a bad, bad break for them too, because like short week, division rival, a team that you're going to be going head-to-head with to win this NFC West. And also, you can throw Seattle in that conversation as well, as this is just like a really difficult division to begin with. But man, this is rough. And the betting market for this game, it's kind of indicating that it's unlikely that we're going to see these Niners guys come Thursday night. Like, this was around 4.5 on Sunday, 5.5 yesterday. We're now out to 6.5 at many sportsbooks. Now, BetMGM is still at 6. But if you like the Rams, time to make it legendary, because there's a few sharp sportsbooks here in Las Vegas and some other domestic sportsbooks as well that have gone out to 6.5 with the Rams being favored. I wouldn't be surprised come tomorrow or even on Thursday on game day that we touch 7, because if Purdy's going to miss this game, that's a massive blow. If Pearsall's going to miss this game, of course, that is a very massive blow. In addition to obviously Kittle and Ayuk and Bosa out for the year. Like, these are all their best players outside of Christian McCaffrey. Like, this is massive. And who knows what happens with Juwan Jennings, who got his ribs banged up on the two-point conversion on Sunday. Like, the Niners are a walking mash unit. And having to go into LA and beat that team, a team that where like the Rams have had their number over the last couple of years, I don't like it one bit. From a betting standpoint, let's get a more clarification on the injury report. But I don't even know if I want to do the fallen hero thing with San Francisco. Like, that worked out against the Cardinals. I think this is too many fallen heroes this time. I think this is Rams or pass. It could always just be pass. Don't have to bet the game, even though it's an island game. We'll have some first TD score props as we try to keep that gravy train rolling. But I don't see myself betting the Niners, not one bit, not with that injury report that I think is on the horizon over the next 48 hours. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Femi, we have playoff baseball. Let's give you a quick update on the games going on. Tigers are up 2-1 on the Guardians. That game has just headed to the bottom of the ninth inning. Cubs and Padres, San Diego is up 1-0, bottom two there. We have Yankees, Red Sox at 6 Eastern and Dodgers, Reds at 9. Femi, the interesting thing about Dodgers, Reds, if it gets to a third game, manager Dave Roberts says that Shohei Ohtani would, quote, probably start in game 3. So that is certainly something to watch in that LA Cincinnati series.
What a spectacle that would be, huh? Thursday night. I mean, all eyes on LA Thursday night. You got the Ramilly taking on the Niners. You have Shohei starting a game 3 at Dodger Stadium. We've never seen Shohei pitch in the postseason before. Obviously, we saw last year him hitting, and the Dodgers win the World Series. But we've never seen him on the mound in the postseason. That would be a hell of a game. And I do think we're going to get it. Like, the more I think about this series, and we talked about it yesterday on the show, breaking down our MLB playoff thoughts, especially for the wild card series, I just got a feeling that that's going 3 games. Like, that Cincinnati pitching staff is no joke. Hunter Green's going tonight. He's got big time stuff. They got Lodolo. They got so many guys on that pitching staff. I like the series total over 2.5 games, pays out plus money. That is my bet between the Reds and the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers are going to win it, but I don't want to get all involved with like having to kind of thread that needle. Just give me the over 2.5, and then quietly, I do want to root for the Reds as somebody who is invested in other NL teams to get it done this October. On the other side, we'll get you updated on what's going on in Cleveland between the Guardians and the Tigers, and we'll set the table for the Heisman Trophy market heading into week 6 in college football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.